Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What a week it's going to be. One president leaves, another comes in. One fights for his legacy. The other begins the road to, let's hope, uniting the nation in some way and getting some things done, like the vaccine rollout, continuing and not dropping the ball. And then, as the outgoing president wanted, jumping up the cash for those who need it when it comes to stimulus relief. I hope you are safe and well wherever you are listening to this show. It is a big day also this week because it is MLK Day and there are big celebrations. Things are closed, banks, etc., as per normal. But because of some of what's going on with the Capitals, and because of COVID and the pandemic, some of the normal celebrations have been canceled, which is devastating to so many who want to celebrate. So many events are, of course, moved online. Our world is virtual. Zoom is the word everybody knows now, or whatever the other app is. If you were planning to go to any celebration, just look it up, and I bet you some of those have jumped virtually, so that there is a big, big recognition. But because, again, of COVID and because of some other concerns, there is no way to do the kinds of parades that normally would be done. Like in Vegas, they've always had a popular parade, and that's been canceled for a virtual one, so that people will be in front of their TVs watching the floats go by rather than outside. So they're still going to do one, but it's a virtual parade. That's how you'll watch it. And you think of Martin Luther King and the significance of King's words and I Had a Dream and so many quotes and moments that resonate with you. And I think this year would have been really, really big. And I can bet that next year will be the MLK events will be very, very big. And normally in D.C., if you didn't have the Capitol attack and you didn't have COVID, you would have had a huge, huge event there. So the I Have a Dream, I think, should resonate with all of us because we all have dreams. And my dream is to see us all come together as Americans, because I'm someone who's seen what it's like when you don't come together. And yes, there are massive differences, but isn't there a way that we can still remember we're all Americans? And I know there are people listening in other places, and I bet you are shaking your head. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially so frightening in a way to see 25,000 troops defending the Capitol, sleeping in the hall of the building and outside the chambers, and just see bodies everywhere because of the concern of what could possibly happen to disrupt the inauguration on a Wednesday. And it's a big day because the president is leaving the White House. There's already have moved things out, a lot of the stuff, meaning personal effects, that kind of thing. And there will be a marching band and a red carpet and jump on Marine One. He won't be at the inauguration. And then in the middle of all of this, you have the Senate gearing up for an impeachment proceeding, a trial, and the uncertainty of what does that mean while they have to confirm members of the new administration for Joe Biden, and they're going to have to split time with that. So I don't know legally, as it's been explained to me, how do you put the president, who then becomes a citizen, on trial. How does that work? Because I think that would interfere with jurisdiction. So there isn't, I mean, how do you, again, there is no jurisdiction. How do you put a president who then becomes a citizen like any other president when they leave office? So there is some confusion too on the legalities of what can happen and what will happen, and that will be left to the representatives for the legal representation for the president, I'm sure, to talk about that, obviously, as this all unfolds. But it couldn't be a stranger time in the United States of America. I mean, and it's three Wednesdays in a row. We have the horrific attack, what I thought was going to be a big rally, and lots of support, and it looked that way. We all know the story of what it then turned out to be, and people getting arrested, and what happens with that, and some of them saying they want pardons. That all has to play out, too, as well. Federal charges for one real estate woman in North Texas and another Air Force vet also in Texas, and so many others, for different things that they were seen doing, because they plastered live streams and pictures and everything else all over social media. So then what happens there? But that's going to take time to process all of that. There's already been over 150-some arrests, and that's why there's heavy vetting going on for anyone getting close to the inauguration. So much of that has to be sorted. So much of that has to be sorted out. And, oh, by the way, speaking of pardons, there still are pardons that are coming up that will happen, like, on Tuesday. And the president is planning on pardoning, I think, another 100 or so is probably what's on the list, which this is what presidents, this is the power they're afforded to pardon whom they see fit. So, of course, there are people that have been pummeling him right and left, lobbying for their person or whoever to get that pardon, or maybe even they themselves are doing that. One of the most high-profile candidates would include WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And then, of course, former Trump strategist Steve Bannon also would be on the pardon list, too. And then there was the wild rumor about the president pardoning himself, his lawyer, or members of the family that could be, you know, they'd be part of inquiries and investigations and whatnot. And then there was questions about, would that really happen? Can you do that? And then what does that ultimately do to protect whoever in the future could be up for investigation? But mostly it would be white-collar criminals, potential political allies. That's usually would be normally on a president's list. So we'll see. The last bunch of pardons, I guess, were finalized over the weekend on Sunday, and they will be announced on Tuesday. And then that will be a wrap, unless something else happens with this impeachment in the Senate. All right, coming up next, we're going to lighten the load, so to speak, as we do a little this or that with Sir Eric, our technical maestro. You don't want to miss it.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
All right, that signifies that Sir Eric is with us. Like I mentioned before, the technical guru for this version of the show. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. It's a crazy, weird week, and it's, you know, when you get that, like, feeling in your stomach. I've covered politics. I've been to Washington a ton. But this is a week that affects all of us. It's a weird. It's going to be a very strange start to the week to see what happens till we get to the end of it. But you know, if I'm here next Sunday, we made it.
Yep.
So that's what's key, right?
Yeah.
Just gotta make it through.
You got to keep on going.
Keep on going. That's it. All right. So you have a choice of wearing a cowboy hat at a game, because eventually we'll be able to go to a game or a concert again, or one of those fat foam hats that would represent the concert, whoever, the band singing or whatever, or if it was a sports event. Which would you wear?
One of those foam hats.
I know you're. Are you kidding? I think they are so cheesy. I would feel so weird in one of those. I would have to have a couple of, let's say, brews or a few Bloody Marys before I feel comfortable in the fat foam hat. Have you ever worn a fat foam hat?
Yeah, we had those when growing up as a kid. Well, because I was born in L.A. and we were huge Laker fans.
Oh, so you wore a fat foam Laker hat.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, can you dig up one of those pictures? Will you call your family? I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll try.
I want to see them. So mad. I say cowboy hat. In fact, I just got for all of y'all listening who understand, I got a Stetson.
What is that again?
Yeah, I got a Stetson cowboy hat. It's so cool. And I got it at this, it's not a secondhand store. I don't know what they call them. I got it at sort of an antique place. And I love it. It's like a genuine Stetson. It's called the Plains hat. That's what it's called. The hats have names. And it's a Plains hat, and I love it. I'm going to wear it to New Mexico when I go to New Mexico, sit by the fire with that on.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, Stetson is a company. They were founded in 1865, and they have these, I mean, the hats are great because it keeps everything off you, you know, the sun, the whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's a neat hat. I really, really like it. So you go with the foam, my friend. I go with the real deal, the Stetson.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, can't wear the same thing, you know.
No, we can't wear the same thing. So you can sit by the fire with your foam hat. I hope your family can dig up that Laker thing. I want to see it. Okay. So Duolingo. You know, it's tough enough getting our English straight. I grew up where they say use guys. And Duolingo is a thing. It's free where you can learn another language, any language. Well, I say any language. A handful of languages, and what would be the most popular would be Spanish or French. So you and your girl are bored, and you got to find something to do, and you decide, I'm going to learn a few phrases in a different language. Would you go with French or Spanish?
We've actually been doing this in Spanish. We're trying to brush up our Spanish right now.
So you're doing Duolingo?
Not Duolingo, but I have done that before in the past.
What are you doing?
Spanish and Chinese.
Wow. What are you doing? What are you using?
People and just Google. Google Translate, and then, like, my mom speaks Spanish, and a coworker of mine speaks Spanish, and another one of our friends are, so we're all trying to learn.
Spanish,
yep.
Okay, so we are doing the same thing, Spanish. Duolingo, it's so strange that you say that. There's people we know, that kind of thing. And, you know, there's some obvious phrases like, ¿Dónde está? ¿Dónde está el baño? I know you know that.
Yep, yeah.
Where's the bathroom? So I get it. Okay, cool. So we're on the same page with that. We're both trying to learn a few phrases. The phrase that pays for when you go to Mexico and that sweet vacation all-inclusive at Playa del Carmen.
I don't even know where that's at.
It's a cool place. You got to look it up. There's Cozumel. There's Cozumel, as some would say. There's Cabo. There's Cabo San Lucas. There's, where are the places I've been? There's Tulum. I don't know. There's some beautiful places to go in Mexico. A lot of Texans go to Mexico. A lot of Californians go to Mexico, too. It's so close. Of course, now we live in a different world, and we've got the pandemic, so that kind of changes everything. You sit down to binge something, or at least find something decent to watch it on Netflix or whatever you decide you're going to stream, Amazon something, HBO Max. Do you reach for movie-type popcorn or Twizzlers or some other kind of candy? This or that?
Probably popcorn first.
Do you like popcorn?
Yep, yeah, for the most part, yeah.
So if you went to back in the old days when we could go to an actual movie and feel totally fine, did you get buttery popcorn, buttery movie popcorn?
Yeah. I don't remember, like, how buttery or if it was real butter, but, yeah, it was like butter and salt.
Ooh, you're just like me. I, you know, it's supposed to be terrible for you, 10 zillion calories. Everything's going to kill us anyway. But I don't know how you go into a movie if you do, unless you just don't like popcorn or you have diverticulitis or whatever. But when you smell it, I don't know how people cannot get movie popcorn.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, I guess the price is a good deterrent, but
yeah.
That's about it, right?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. And now, anyway, the way they have it, I think they always have where you could get, of course, are you going to run in the middle of the movie and go get more, but you can get more, and there's deals, and they're always, everybody's trying to get you to be in some sort of club. You notice that? Like, you, when you join something, it's like, well, if you get a membership, then you'll get XYZ free. And everybody's trying to talk you into membership. I'm like, is the world based on memberships? Is everything membership?
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's kind of scary.
It is scary, isn't it? Because I don't want to be a member of everything. Cliff jumping or whitewater rafting, you have the opportunity to do both. And the cliff jumping is not like in Acapulco where you're flying off, you know, 100 feet in the air or something. But cliff jumping or whitewater rafting, which would you do?
I'll go with whitewater rafting.
Have you ever been whitewater rafting?
No, not yet, but I've always wanted to.
I have been whitewater rafting several times. I've done, for people listening in New Mexico, I've done it's called the Taos Box, and okay. I went with some friends in college, and like everybody had their significant other, they were married or boyfriend or whatever. And they were coming from parts all over the country, and they thought, you listen, they give you the instructions, oh, this will be fine. One of the guys flew out of the boat, and he smashed his head.
Oh, man.
It was really scary. He was okay. He was okay in the end. But it was frightening to see that, like, yes, I'm hanging on for my life to the side of this. Because you have to paddle in a certain direction, and it seems like innocuous because it's, like, slow, and then all of a sudden you hit these rapids, and it's pretty... It was pretty intense. And then when I was in college, for people listening in West Virginia, we went to the New River. And the New River has whitewater rafting. And that is pretty, that's pretty intense, too. It's in Fayette County, West Virginia, and it was so, so fun. I'm so glad I did it, but I didn't realize, I think they're Class 4 rapids or something, which is supposed to be pretty intense, meaning they're, you know, it's not, you're not lollygagging. Yeah, I mean, you're with the guide and you are flying. And so I was flying. So I love that you want a whitewater raft. Maybe we'll go together. You can wear your foam hat. We can say a few things in Spanish, and we can
with
eat movie
popcorn
afterwards. Yeah, I love it.
How about popcorn and white water rafting?
That sounds good to me. I like both of them. Sir Eric, thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Hang with us. A Tale to Tell next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protests were held Sunday at a number of state capitals across the country, as many still question the results of the presidential election. The protests were peaceful with no reports of violence, and most were conducted under the watch of a heavy law enforcement presence. Governors across the country have stepped up security measures around their Capitol complexes after the FBI warned of possible violence ahead of this week's inauguration. The CDC says that the highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus first identified in the UK could become the dominant strain of the virus in the US by March. The strain, known as B.1.1.7, has been identified in cases in 10 states so far, with more expected soon. The changes in the virus haven't been shown thus far to lead to more severe cases of COVID, but more cases and deaths are expected, with the UK strain being more easily spread. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of Honduran migrants on their way to the United States were stopped Sunday by Guatemalan security forces. At least 7,000 people have entered Guatemala in the last few days on their way to the U.S. southern border. Even as President-elect Joe Biden has said he will reverse the stricter immigration policies of President Trump, his administration is telling migrants not to make the trip now. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says he hopes to be able to work with the Biden administration on legal immigration reform. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that's needed to protect our borders and dissuade future groups from massing at the southern border.
I absolutely look forward to working with the Biden administration, but I want to be clear, open borders is completely off the table. You know, we have to have a strategy that has secure borders and absolutely focuses on legal immigration. You can have both, right? It can't be open borders or closed borders. You can have both. Border protection as well as legal immigration reform.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And I'm excited to talk to her. We had a great off-air conversation. She's written a book called A Road to Barcelona. She's written a book called The Other Side of Fear, My Journey into Perfect Love. Just even thinking perfect love. And off the air, we really had an interesting conversation about where she came from, what she overcame, and how she helps so many other people. And I think now more than ever in the world, people are struggling with shame. They're struggling with connecting. They're struggling with love. So, Wendy, or W, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
So tell me why you wrote the book. What made you decide to write this book?
Well, I started keeping journals in 1990 of many things, of things I was going through, sometimes a gratitude journal, writing out people's encouraging words to me. And then when breakthrough happened, when I was in an influential place, when something I did really impacted someone else. And then when I traveled, I started keeping journals and just wanting to look back on positive things. So then the other thing that happened was that people kept telling me, as I told bits and pieces of my story, they all said, you should write a book, you should write a book. And then the final inspiration was a pastor teacher said, what legacy are you going to leave for your children and your grandchildren, great-grandchildren? So I really felt like I was hearing it over and over again, and it was necessary to put down the stories.
You know, and the stories, you go deep and you're very, very honest. And I think there's so much power in that, because why is it that we
feel that shame for things that were done to us that we didn't even have control over.
Yeah, it's so common. So common that because we get imprinted, really, when we're in our childhood home. And our identity is so formed there by either our father not saying anything or saying too many things, and parents don't realize the power of their words and just experiences. And as children, we draw conclusions about life, about ourselves, and those are lies we believe well into our adult years until they're exposed. And I was raised in an abusive home, and really felt like I was always doing things wrong, that my parents didn't love me, and they were always seemingly so disgusted, and the perfectionism that I grew out of that, because I was afraid of making a mistake. So you grew up thinking, you know, that you're unlovable. And I did grow up just wanting to get through the bare minimum of life, never thinking of dreaming of what do I want to do with my life or what would I like to accomplish. I was just in survival mode, and having a victim mentality, which I meet a lot of people who still have, recounting what happened in their childhood and letting that continue to influence your daily life. What, you know, and our parents don't come from a perfect family, and on it goes back in the generations. So we give that, our parental influence a lot of power.
And you, in your story, you talk about having abuse in your family and growing up with that and wanting to be perfect and how that affected you. And then you're in a marriage, and you told me about cancer and what happened there that was such a big obstacle, such a block for you that you had to overcome.
Yes, I wasn't very assertive. And here I was working in the industry of nursing, and I discounted my symptoms. I kept thinking, well, and I gave a lot of power away to the doctors, too, who told me there was nothing wrong for 9 months. And I was in a situation where I was having really increasingly severe symptoms, to the point then after 9 months of these symptoms, I was in a situation where I was alone and I could have died. And a miracle happened there. And then I had the cancer surgery, and I was taken to the hospital because I was in a situation where I needed help. And it was like God spoke to somebody to come and get me some help. And that at that same time, I'm going through the surgery and the radiation, and I discover that my marriage is over because of betrayal. Adultery was involved, and that was way worse than the cancer. It was really tough. But I had already walked through years and years of forgiving my father for being abusive, my father, my mother, and I'd learned in the past how very, very essential it is for us to have a good life is to forgive people. And that doesn't take them off the hook. It just releases you from the influence and impact that the past is still having in our lives. So it sets you free, and it's toxic. So I had already practiced that with my parents. And so then I very quickly just said, I forgive you, and to my husband. And, you know, we separated. So it was a really hard time. I was devastated that our marriage was that bad, that he would do all this while I was going through cancer. But it set me free, so that I was suddenly on my own. And I used to think I had a lot of security with him and didn't have a lot of confidence that I could do life on my own. But I have learned in the last 22 years that, yes, I can. And I'm doing it, stepping out of my fear and doing things I never imagined doing.
And, you know, stepping out of your fear, and I said this at the top, you're helping other people. So explain that journey. It's such a fascinating way that you work with people. And I really feel like you're giving, in our conversation, I really feel like you're giving your whole self to the people you're working with, because this is so ingrained in you. And how do you get to the other side of fear?
Yeah, it is, for me, it comes right back to what I stepped into the kingdom of God, became a Christian at age 25 when I found myself in this very unhappy marriage. And I've just been a slow learner, slow grower, but it has been a process of renewing my mind and learning the truth and taking and discovering the lies that I believed about myself all these years that kept me in a box. as I've discovered my truth and the things that I've learned that actually work, I want to pass on to other people. And some I've had lots of opportunity to teach. I've learned a user-friendly, simple procedure. There are a bunch of tools where I take people through one-on-one sessions, just usually once at the most twice, and introduce them to these tools where they can trace back where their, say, fear comes from. Because we're designed by God to have our earthly needs met by our earthly family, and yet we don't. Our fathers are meant to be ones who give us our sense of identity, to really call out our potential and really speak to that and tell us we're amazing, we're beautiful, we can do all things. And we don't get that. And the other thing fathers are supposed to do is give us our sense of security and providing for us and our sense of safety. And they're busy, they're working, and we're not blaming dads, but instead of trying to get from them what they can't give us, the process that I take them through, it's called SOZO, is just asking God what they need to forgive their dads for. And then as different situations come up, we forgive the dads for not being there, for not coming to baseball games, for leaving their mother and not maintaining the marriage or something. And then the person asks God, what are the lies I believed about myself then? And I continue to believe, and then that comes out. It's usually about not being lovable or worthy. The kid blames themselves. And then we renounce those lies. It's like tearing up a legal agreement and the only power those lies have over us is if we agree with them. And subconsciously, we're always agreeing with, we have self-talk that's negative. So we renounce those lies, and then we say, well, Father God, what do you say about me? Who do you say? I mean, the Bible is full of things of how he loves us with an everlasting love and unconditionally and doesn't judge us. And it's whole renewing. And the homework they go home with is to just take declarations and read those over themselves. And it's really powerful. And the same for mom and siblings goes, like, mom is like Holy Spirit, nurturer, comforter. And where you didn't receive that, a lot of people are providing their own ways of self-comfort or looking for comfort in ways that are not healthy. And I've done it on an airplane. I've done this I had a perfect stranger who had quite a few drinks and popped himself down beside me on an airplane one time. And he said, I'm a transvestite or something like that. And what immediately came out of me, I just said, no, you're not. Your father didn't affirm you in your identity, so you just need to forgive him. And, and I just gave this little short speech. And the man started crying and saying, you're so true. He was a pastor and he didn't have time for me as I was growing up. And so it's user friendly. You could just take these tools everywhere.
And you have those tools in the book too, by the way, so people can look at some things that they can do.
Yes. Yes.
Which is so, so powerful. What a delight to speak to you, W. And again, you can get the book, The Other Side of Fear, My Journey into Perfect Love. So you feel now at this point in your life just whole, right?
Yes. I see really freedom. Freedom, there's joy. I feel like I'm not a victim anymore. I don't have this mentality that I had. And I'm always exhilarated when I take a step of, now we don't have to take steps of faith, we don't have to take risks, but when we do and it's successful, I just feel like it's life. It gives you that high of, I did it and I didn't think I could, and it's, and God wants to show you, I'm here for you, and he's reparenting me. Like from my earthly parents, he's parenting me to learn to trust him, and yeah.
Perfect place to end this, because I think who doesn't want that? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me share life lessons that are good and practical, and everybody needs them.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would you do to get in the Guinness Book of World Records? I know some people who have tried and have failed, and others who have made it into the Guinness Book of World Records, but they certainly didn't do what this one woman in Russia did. Would you swim under the ice in Siberia in the world's oldest lake, not wearing flippers or wetsuit or anything like that, only wearing a bathing suit, a swimming cap, and an underwater mask. Plunging into a freezing cold lake, diving underneath that ice to swim in water that's estimated to be about 32 degrees Fahrenheit. She did it. 40-year-old Yekaterina Nakarsova took up free diving 4 years ago, then held her breath for a minute and a half as she covered 279 feet of a frozen lake, Lake Baikal, on January 7th. They think she set a world record with that attempt. There were people measuring it. The challenge was filmed from above and beneath the surface. She descends using a ladder, then following a route marked by a cable for a minute and a half. At the end, she exits the water by climbing up another ladder. Wow. And screams out, "I'm okay." Oh, that is crazy. 1.5 minutes. That's what it was. And she could hold her breath. She held her breath for that length of time. I can't imagine. I mean, that's an incredible feat. To me, it is the ultimate mic drop moment. Exactly. Who's doing that? Who's topping this? I'm sure somebody will try to top it eventually, but that's the oldest existing freshwater lake on Earth. You know, it goes down as far as 5,300 feet, so the deepest continental body of water, as well as being, like I said, the largest freshwater lake. The volume that it holds, 1/5 of the freshwater on the Earth's surface. Wow. And it was extreme weather, and you could see it. I watched the video, and it was shocking to see, so bravo. And she was planning on it. It was dark. It was dangerous under the ice. So, you know, they were thinking even another day to do it, but she did it. And they thought, what happens if, you know, her mast freezes up or fogs or sticks to the ice at the finish line, or, you know, there are a million little things to be concerned about, because, like I said, she didn't have a wetsuit on or any of that, but wow. And she said, for her, under ice diving is an energy boost. It's like I was reborn. And she said, it's a sensation I can't compare to anything else, a very pleasant one, and I always long for it. So she did it in this 25-million-year-old freshwater lake. Good for her. I bet you she definitely makes it into the record books. I would not even attempt to do it. I would just would not. There's, you know, no and no way. Not happening. So how about this? A couple of other things here at the tail end of the exit. I call it the exit because we're at the final segment here on this hour. But Elvis Presley's Graceland, have you ever been there? Mm-hmm. I've been there. It is pretty, I don't know what the word is. It is pretty interesting, I guess. Interesting is the word. It was fun to do it. It was fun to go to Memphis to begin with, but some of the nicest people on Earth. But Elvis Presley's Graceland is going to do a $100 virtual tour. So they're going to start offering these virtual tours. This is called really adapting to what's going on in the world, right? They announced that they're going to host 3 of them, and they're going to do it on January 27th, February 25th, and March 25th. And because of the restrictions on travel, tourist activity obviously has reduced attendance at Graceland and revenue, because that mansion is it just attracts so many people. They have to be making, and normally they have to be making money hand over fist at Graceland. It's packed. People want to go there. So they're saying the virtual tour is going to provide you with a VIP experience, an in-depth look into Elvis's life. And there's going to be a videographer who hosts the tour, leading you behind the ropes for a close look at details and items you wouldn't see in the in-person tours, answering questions during the tour. And the person who's leading the tour has been at Graceland for 31 years, starting at 17 years old as a tour guide, doing everything but driving the shuttle. So that person knows Elvis, knows the grounds. The house, the grounds, the gold records, the jumpsuits, the pink Cadillac, everything you could possibly think of with Elvis. And they're going to do the tour through the whole 200,000 square feet of the exhibits, all of it, highlighting the outfits, the awards, the automobiles, the motorcycles. You get it. And they say that it's limited so that everybody can have the best experience. I don't think that they haven't determined a ticket limit. Well, they could really just, it's virtual. There are a lot of people could do the virtual thing. I wonder how well that will do. Would you pay $100 for a virtual tour of Graceland? $100. So, not $25, $100 to it. I think if you have to question yourself about that, you're not a big enough Elvis fan. But there are Elvis fans that I believe would do that. I think they would pay that money, and they would take the tour. And it could lead to, I don't know, other ideas for other people. Their places will try to do something similar. I'll tell you what, if they could simulate the world's biggest roller coaster and I could feel like I was riding it and I was at an amusement park and I felt like I was riding the ride, you know that thing where, and I don't know what they call it, where you stand up and they take you in all these places and people start to rock and almost fall over and it gets you kind of dizzy, and I don't know what they call that. They have them at fairs and they have them on some boardwalks. When I was a kid, I remember doing a bunch of those, and I loved doing them. But it would always be the challenge to not, because I felt like you felt like you were right there. You were on the race car. You were, and that's the way the footage was designed. I think that would be, if there was a way they could cross that over, that would be something cool to do. And, you know, you look at amusement parks, and it's like Disneyland, and Disney is ending their annual passes, and I don't know if that's because coming out of COVID, the magic of the annual pass, they're scrapping it. Is that why? Because they have to figure out new and inventive things to do when the world opens back up. So switching the culture, that's big, because that became a big deal for a lot of people, especially if you lived in Southern California or lived in Florida near Orlando. But they're axing them. They're saying they're going to replace it with some, now this is the key, they're going to replace it with new membership offerings. So what could they possibly offer you? Because you want to be able to hang out, right? You want the deal. You want the deal that you pay for the annual pass and you can go whenever you want to because you live there. So whatever they're going to replace it with, I'm curious as to what that would be. I thought it was going to affect Florida, but for now it's not going to affect Florida. That could happen, but in California it is affecting them. They can't, so that if you wanted to come, you know, midweek or something, you just had this pass, I don't know, maybe you get X amount of credits to go have parties with the different characters. I can't think of what would replace that, because that flex pass and all that kind of stuff was worth it. You know, the price for some of those passes was as high as $1,300. And if you got the $1,300, no, it was actually $1,399. If you got that Signature Plus tier pass for Disneyland in California and Disney Adventure, because they were two separate things, you would have access every day of the year to the park. And I bet you there were some people that went to the park every single time they could go to the park. And I'm not talking kids, because there are so many people that are freaks for Disney. Thanks to you, and the tall guy in the back for listening to the show. Remember, you can always hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.